It's a book that says the same thing almost all the other books in the world say, continued the old man. It describes people's inability to choose their own personal legends. And it ends up saying that everyone believes the world's greatest lie.
What's the world's greatest lie? The boy asked, completely surprised.
It's this. That at a certain point in our lives, we lose control of what's happening to us, and our lives become controlled by fate. That's the world's greatest lie.
That's never happened to me, the boy said. They wanted me to be a priest, but I decided to become a shepherd.
Much better, said the old man, because you really like to travel.
He knew what I was thinking, the boy said to himself. The old man, meanwhile, was leafing through the book without seeming to want to return it at all. The boy noticed that the man's clothing was strange. He looked like an Arab, which was not unusual in those parts. Africa was only a few hours from Tarifa. One only had to cross the narrow straits by boat. Arabs often appeared in the city, shopping and chanting their strange prayers several times a day. "Where are you from?" the boy asked.
"From many places."
No one can be from many places, the boy said. I'm a shepherd, and I've been to many places, but I come from only one place. From a city near an ancient castle. That's where I was born.
Well, then, we could say that I was born in Salem.
The boy didn't know where Salem was, but he didn't want to ask, fearing that he would appear ignorant. He looked at the people in the plaza for a while. They were coming and going, and all of them seemed to be very busy. So, what is Salem like? He asked, trying to get some sort of clue.
It's like it always has been.
No clue yet. But he knew that Salem wasn't in Andalusia. If it were, he would already have heard of it.
And, what do you do in Salem? He insisted. What do I do in Salem? The old man laughed. Well, I'm the king of Salem,